Madison, good morning to y'all. Hey, Yasmin, you're getting some love in the chat. They're saying, hey, you're going to get a chance to introduce yourself. All right, it's officially 11. I could start. Hey, y'all, welcome to the call. If you are new to No BS, stop what you're doing, or if you are a vet of No BS, stop what you're doing right now. Write your plan down. I don't care if it's on an envelope. I don't care if it's on a receipt. I don't care if it's on the back of a postage stamp. No, don't do it on the back of a postage stamp because those cost. But write down your plan. Write down what you are going to eat. I see plan is your plan complete, y'all. Okay, write that down. If you're new to No BS also, this is a good call for you because we are talking all about how to use accountability with No BS. But before we do that, we are going to talk announcements. And one of the things I'm so excited to tell y'all is, drum roll, you're getting a new newsletter. You're getting a new fantastic, I want to say fantabulous newsletter. You're getting an incredible newsletter. It's going to live up to these expectations, I promise. We wanted to create something for you all. They got you excited to read. They got you knowing what is happening in OBS. And that is going to be premiering on Sunday. You'll get an email that'll send you to a link where you'll be able to look at the email, the newsletter. And when you get that email, go ahead and take a look at it because newsletters are going to be changed out. So it's not going to be the way that it was in the past where you have it in your email. You're going to look at the newsletter, see what's going on, see all the great things. And we're really excited about that. I don't know about y'all, but camp is on our minds. And I hope it's on your mind. Y'all, the world is opening back up after what we did not expect to take for so long, right, with the pandemic. And we're still working our way through that. You want to be ready. You want to end that self-sabotage. You want to do that. So camp is going to be running from May 14th through 16th. And we have the two options, the in-person option. We have the virtual option. So what you're going to want to do is just go to pmptribe.com. If you go, there's a banner there that you can click on that's going to tell you all things camp. If you are going to do camp, you want to go ahead and sign up because swag is on its way. Fabulous swag. Okay. I'm talking about old shitty little stress ball swag and so many things that you can look at to keep you on your journey. And also, Corinne added this amazing camp bonus where you can get on, like, you know, if you've been to camp, and if you haven't, let me tell you, it's like, you see how we're right here? This is how it is in the camp bonus where you're in a Zoom room and a coach is there every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time to help you figure out what your plan is going to be for the week, your food plan. And you're there with other No BS women. You break out in rooms. It's really, really cool. The sooner you sign up, the sooner you can participate in those bonuses. And here's the great part. Those bonuses are going into like May 9th. So sign up for camp so you can go ahead and get that. Okay. Let me tell you some of the calls that are coming up, that you don't want to miss, tomorrow. And by the way, y'all, there has been a switch with the calendar. So make sure you're going and looking at the training calendar. You'll also see the calendar in the newsletter of calls. So there have been some switching in calls. Tomorrow is going to be Coach Betsy at 12 p.m. Central Time. And the No BS coaches office hours are now on Sunday. So that's been a change, right? We talked about that camp join and bonus call. That's going to be happening tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Time. And, you know, we got Zoom office hours. This has been the switch that's going to be happening with Corinne. Those Corinne coaches anything calls are going to now be moving to Tuesday at 5 p.m. All right. So did I miss anything, Mary Jo?
In May, we have a big challenge that you all will love.
Yes, that is coming up. Yasmin, when you when we get to introducing you, I'm going to let you tell about that, because Yasmin is one of the newest members to No BS, and she's actually working on that. Yeah, thank you for that, Sheila. I see that. Corinne's calls are always, we live in Central Time. So if you get, when you get the email, it'll give it to you in your tab, your time zone. Yasmin, you can all just love up in the chat, girl. So what we're going to do first, this is a call. This is our accountability roundtable. And we are all about, I'm just so excited today to have my No BS sis stars with me. These are my sisters who, y'all, when you, I was a No BS woman, I had no idea all of the amazing things going on behind the scenes to support you incredible women. And all these folks right here are part of that magic. All these, you're getting some love too, Mary Jo. So all these folks are part of that magic. So I wanted to make sure that as we talk all things No BS, because remember, No BS is our holy grail. Did y'all grow up watching, oh my gosh, Indiana Jones? He was looking for the holy grail? He was looking for some treasure. Anyway, every time I say holy grail, I think of Indiana Jones. I don't know. So No BS, the No BS course is that. That's why it's now called No BS. It is your boots on the ground. It is what you need to make weight loss easy. And you got to revisit it. And we have a fearless leader in Corinne who will tear it down and can every year and continue to make it more accessible, more doable, even easier for you to be successful with your weight loss. So don't just go, I did No BS in 2018. Uh-uh, y'all, you got to do it every year. Okay, the Holy Grail is Monty Python. Yeah. Sarah, you know what? Monty Python. Coach Kim's brain. I know Yasmin was over here like, Coach Kim, you're messing up. It's Monty Python. Sorry to the Brits. Monty Python. Okay. So you want to keep going back and revisiting No BS. So what I want to do to get the call kicked off is go ahead and Alicia said Indiana Jones did hunt for the Holy Grail. Thanks, Alicia. I want to introduce and I want to start with Yasmin, who's the newest to our team. Yasmin, I want you to tell us, well, first of all, welcome. I want you to tell us, you know, how long you've been a No BS woman. Are you in an accountability group? And start from there. And what you do for, what your official No BS title is.
Thank you, Coach Kim. So excited to be here. So my name's Yasmin. I have been a No BS woman since December 2019. So over a year, it's been amazing. And I just joined the team last week. So thank you to all the ladies in this call, as well as the rest of the team for such a warm welcome. I'm going to be the course creator for No BS. So y'all all know there's a ton of courses in the program and we get so many course requests behind the scenes. There's so many things that people want to see, so many different issues, as y'all know, that pop up. And so one of the things I'll be doing is helping to design challenges, courses, materials, so that Karen can keep the amazing content coming and really touch on the specifics of everybody's life. So I'm so excited to be doing that. And thank y'all in the chat for the warm welcome. I appreciate it. So accountability has been a huge thing for me in No BS, and I'm super excited to get to talk about that today. Right now, I'm in two accountability groups. So one is called the No BS Babes. We've been together for about a month. So when the new members started to flow in, I was just really excited. I hadn't been in a group for a while. So I was like, you know what, let me meet some new members. I've been around for a year. I really want to share some knowledge. I lost 40 pounds with No BS over the past year and 100 pounds total. So I was in the groove feeling like I wanted to share that love with other people. So we share plans together. We talk about how to get started. And then I actually joined a second group recently. And I know Madison, one of my favorite ladies from that group, is in the chat. So hey, Madison. But there's six of us who are from the 20 to lifetime group. And so for those who may not know yet or might be new, there's a special group in No BS when you have 20 pounds or less left to lose. So I'm on my last 15 and I realized I needed new strategies and just to really up my thought work. When I got to that point, I've gotten really, really far with the no basics, and the no basics are going to get me to the end. But the thought work is where I really needed to push. So that group has been incredible to do like a deep dive. I mean, we are in there in that Marco Polo just killing the game with the thought work. And that's pretty much all we're doing there, as well as some more nuanced strategies. So super excited to talk about how I use accountability, but those are the two groups I'm in right now, and really excited to be here. So thank you, Kim.
Awesome. Yasmin, does that group have a name? The one that the second one you talked about?
No, we need a name. So we're still thinking on it. We've only been together for like 2 weeks, but it feels like a lifetime of awesomeness.
Okay. Awesome. And I do want to give a shout out to Yasmin, because Yasmin has an extensive background on creating, you know, curricula for organizations. And any of you all who are like, well, is Yasmin going to be writing all the courses? Corinne is hands on everything. It's a collaboration. So Corinne is wanting to serve you all even more, and just had the foresight to bring in someone just as, you know, as brilliant and capable as Yasmin to help streamline that process. So don't think that, I know sometimes our brain is like, well, what does that mean? It means that you're going to get served even more. Okay. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And Yasmin, where are you at? Tell us where you're at in the country.
I'm in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. We're going to go to our next newest hire, which is Coach Kara.
Hello, hello. So I'm in Macon, Georgia, and I've been in NoBS since October of 2017. So a long time. And yes, I have done all of the different variations of the NoBS course. I love them. I love that it's almost a... it's like a refresher when you go back through it. Things are a little different. Things are explained differently. They're either a little more clear or in a different perspective that you had never thought of. So what Kim was saying about like, make sure you're going through the latest and greatest is so true, because it is just that, the latest and greatest. And I'm in two accountability groups. And the first one is my original, and it's the Taco Bells. We found each other when we were doing the DSB race, and we all met at the physical second, like the second race. And so we were dancing all together at the after party and just having a good old time. And we decided, you know what? Let's do it. I saw somebody ask what DSB is. DSB was the Don't Stop Believing race. And it's a race that Corinne put on yearly. And this year it's going to be a virtual race. Last year it was also virtual. We all did it home. But basically what Corinne wanted to do was for us to be able to run a race without the pressure of it being capped. If you're not familiar with races, a lot of times they'll do a sweep, which means you're done with the race. They'll pick you up and take you to the finish line for multiple reasons. Sometimes they've only rented the road for so long. You know, there are different reasons, but anybody can walk a 5K. Anybody can walk a 10K. Anybody can walk a half marathon. You just need the time to be able to do it. And so Corinne is allowing us to do that. But that's what DSB is. And we are in and out sometimes. Sometimes we talk a little bit more than others. Sometimes we are quieter and just living life and doing the best we possibly can. But in the end of the day, we know that if you have anything you're struggling with, or if there's anything, we're your core group. My other group is the Fab Trees, super fun group. We're the 35 and below group. We actually got together because we were all going to do the July camp last year. And we were hoping we'd be able to go in person. But of course, July camp wasn't in person. But we decided to go ahead and get an Airbnb, which is super fun. If you're on this call and your accountability group is going to do camp together, go get an Airbnb, stay together, have that like fun girls weekend where you're growing and learning. Do that. It is so amazing. You can make it be like a pretend bachelorette party and all have cute robes. I mean, you can do so many things, but that group is, it holds my soul. I love it. I love being with a bunch of other women. When I first joined, I was 20. What am I? I just turned 30. So I was 27 when I had found NoBS. And at that time, I was one of very few younger women, like very few. There was just a small little handful of us. And then a couple of years ago, they released the group 35 and below, which I was able to be a mentor for. And the July camp was also the first time we stopped doing mentor groups. And so I was like, hey, who's going? Let's do something. And that's just been a fantastic group to be a part of. I love those ladies. I just love them so much. There's just so much body positivity, the whole nine yards. So those are my two groups that I'm in. And I think I said I was in Macon, right? I told you I was in Macon, Georgia.
Yes, you did.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Kara, thank you for that. And welcome to No BS. We're so glad to have you. You know, before we get to Dina, I really want y'all to start thinking about No BS, the course, No BS, the membership, as a celebration. Like, think about it not as something I have to do. I always hear Corinne talk about something I get to do, something that enriches me. Like, how can I use it? How can I make, you know, how can I have my brain thinking about how it can be fun, how it can be a celebration, how it's not just like, ugh, this weight loss is a slog. Because look at all of us on this call. Do we look like weight loss has been a terrible thing to us? I can speak for myself. I'm constantly thinking about the what's next. Yasmin got me over here thinking about a sprint triathlon, her and one of my private coaching clients. And I'm just like, damn it. You know, so in a good way, that's good, damn it. So just think about everything that you're doing. If you think about transformation as a celebration of what you can do versus I gotta do this. I gotta do that. That is what slows you down, that kind of mentality. Okay. So I get to introduce my sister to the right. She, it may not be the right of your screen, but I'm right on my screen. Dina is actually my neighbor in the town over. And so we are going on a walk. We're meeting each other for the first time in the flesh tomorrow. We're going on a walk and I cannot wait. So Dina, tell us who you are and what you do for No BS and your No BS journey.
Yes, my name is Dina. I am a Latina. I am part of Latina Dina. I am part of the No BS community team. So often you see me under the community icon, helping you out with questions or whatever with Missy and Heidi and of course Mary Jo. I was born and raised in Hawaii. My friend Ina told me about Corinne's podcast. So when I first heard Corinne say that you can lose weight by eating the foods you love, I thought, is she really talking to me? Does she know who I am? Like, I am Mexican, born and raised in Hawaii. I eat Hawaiian food, Filipino food, Korean food, Japanese, like that's what I eat. And I'm like, okay, well, because I've done the other diets where you eat the fake cheese and, you know, the thin bread. I did it, didn't love it. So I was really interested. I was like, okay, let's try it this way. And when I joined No BS April of 2019, I figured out that, yeah, she was talking to me. You can do it. I've lost 40 pounds, which, you know, I'm surrounded by people who have lost 100, 120, you know, 40 pounds has been so transformational to me. I used to go down the stair. I have two kids. I used to go down the stairs one step at a time because my knees hurt so much. I'd go one step and then put the next foot down one step. And that's a horrible way to live. Like, that's just one of the examples that I used to do that I don't. Now I go down the steps, you know, easily like everyone else. And so it's 40 pounds is transformative. And I want to see how much more we can go because it's exciting. But I've lost the weight eating the foods that I love. And with the help of the No BS course, and of course, we're here to talk about accountability with help of my accountability group. I'm in one now. We share the love of nachos. So we call ourselves Nacho Average Bitches. Yeah. the fabulous Susan, Mindy, and Amelia are my partners. They are it's so good to have a group to just A, geek out on no BS, because there's nothing better than geeking out on no BS with other people that know no BS, because when you talk to other people, like my husband just gets dead in the eyes. He's like, what? I'm like, never mind. And then they just call you out constantly. If I say something, like, you know, like Kim just said, I have to make my plan today. And they're like, excuse me, what'd you say? No, you get to. They call you out on things. They help. It's a really good resource, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for that. And Dina, I just want to tell you too, that we love seeing you and Mary Jo in the Facebook community, just serving our client, you know, just serving our membership over and over and over. And just so you know, for folks who are just joining us, if you're new to No BS, if you haven't been here, you don't know, if you go, we have a whole accountability goddess named Heidi, okay? And Heidi will help get you connected to an accountability group or a partner. If you go on pmptribe.com and you go down to the top tab that says community and Facebook and go to accountability partners, you can actually sign up to get some help with that, okay? So without further ado, we must introduce you to Mary Jo. Tell us about yourself, Mary Jo.
Well, I was looking for the red carpet because I really... I'm shy, I'm quiet, I'm unassuming. Probably in another lifetime I was that. But I've been with Corinne since the start, not the start of the growth of No BS. So I've been a member since 2016 and or 15 or 16, I don't know, time flies. And have always been in the community. I love it. When I go in, it's like, oh, I'm talking to you. And I do have a sense of humor, and I do try to put humor in that because weight loss needs to be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always want to remind you of that. And I'm always going to remind you of what you were doing right, because showing up today, you got your first right thing done, right? I live in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. I am heading to Florida tomorrow for vacation. Yay me. So you won't see me in the group, but I want to talk a little bit about accountability and the growth of that and how we see the importance of it. So when I first started, I was the accountability, like somebody would make a post or there would be a post weekly about, do you want a group? And I would literally go through the group and match people. Hey, I see you have this in common. You have this in common. So one of the things that I want to say about getting an accountability group, you can fill out the form or you can sort of stalk Facebook. And once you see somebody who like comments like you would, or you find them very interesting, just start following them and say, yeah, I agree with that. And I have seen so many great accountability that turn into lifelong friends. The best example is we talked about the Hot Mess Express.
You're so good.
They found each other just by looking at the different comments. Now, two of them were already friends, but the rest of them, the other four, met in No BS, and they like go on trips. It's amazing how they are. But so I want to say there's other opportunities if you don't want to go through the form and you just want to find somebody or you want to find a group. That is the best way to do it. You can look at people of what you have in common. Like if you're an OBS woman 2021, hey, let's, you know, we're at the same place. I see what you're saying. I see, you know, where I could help you or you could help me with what we're doing. And you know, it can just organically grow. And you can always go into the main group and tag one of the community members and say, hey, you know, I just don't feel right doing the form. I want to see about the person before I get in a group. Then tag us. I watch you.
Not creepy at all, Mary Jo.
Stalker, because I'm like, you know, or something like that. I have been very blessed, and I use it with you. It's a very good memory. I meet somebody, I learn one thing about them, and I will remember that.
I will never forget that first accountability partner you put me with. The reason we were accountability partners is because we both had golden retrievers. And I'll tell you, that accountability group was, or the little group that we had made between the two of us, that partnership lasted a long time. Like, but it's just little things that Mary Jo can pick up on. She's really good at it.
What I loved about Mary Jo is she said, like, this is also Coach Kim comes on, she turns on. Okay. Options are your friends. You have the accountability goddess. No BS provides this service with Heidi to help match you. Yes, also, you could look at the group and see what's happening. You know, so you have options in how you do this. I just got a Q&A question from someone who's new to No BS. And one of the things they said is, should I finish the No BS course before I join an accountability group? And I like that in Mary Jo's response, she said, you may organically meet someone who's also a newbie, or you can say, hey, I'm new, I'd like to work with someone to finish this course. So the answer is yes. And what do you want to do? You know, like, part of what makes No BS so incredible, and part of the reason why you lose your weight for real this time, for real, for real, for real, is because you're guiding the journey too. Like Corinne and the coaches and community, it's all resources, but you also have some autonomy and a path forward in this journey. That's how the journey sticks, right? That you get to participate. So the answer is, what do you need? You know, like if you know yourself, if you feel like you want to have someone to discuss it with, that's great. If you feel like you are a person to do it on your own, that's great too. So and you can try it one way and decide, I want to do it another way. So there's that option as well. I'm just going to tell you, especially since we have so many newbies on the call, I want to welcome y'all. I also want to welcome the folks who've been here for 2 years and 3 years and 5 years and 1 year and 7 months. Welcome to all of y'all, right? I started No BS and this date changes. That's what happens when you've been here so long. You're like, I joined June or July 2019. Okay, there we go. And I pretty immediately put a post up in the group and saw someone, and she was from North Carolina and was kind of like, I wanted accountability. And I'm still in that group. The person who introduced me to the group and helped to start the group is no longer there. That happens too, y'all, and that's okay. Blessings to them on their journey. So someone said they've been here since 2007, almost 14 years. Hell yeah, Paula. Hell yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm in One Taco Bitches, and it has really transformed my experience because we went through No BS one time. We kind of talked through it, and I get to hear insights and all those things that I may not have come up on my, you know, with on my own. But it's also okay if you're not a person. I've had a couple of private clients who are like, yeah, I'm ready to move on from this group. So there are other groups, you can do it on your own. Before we go further, I want to, you know, ask all of y'all, all the panel, how did you like working through No BS? And I'm going to start. No BS was really easy for me to work through listening to the audio version in the private member podcast, right? In that, like, that, what I love about what Corinne has done is she's made those videos, or if you do it through the videos, watch it on the website, or if you do it through the podcast, she's made it digestible. Like, I felt like I could listen to a 3 minute, a 5 minute, a 9 minute, you know, audio clip when I was walking, when I was driving, when I was making dinner. And sometimes something would stop me and I pull my hands out the dishwater, dry them off and play it again. Play it again, Sam, you know? And so, or I'd be walking, I'd be like, oh shit, that was a good one. Let me stop. And I would rewind it back. Right. So I love the podcast. Some of you all, we've had some changes with our technology. Some of you all who really relied on the podcast, get that podcast back on your phone. Y'all, the world is opening back up. You're going to be doing more. You might be traveling more. So I have this little acronym, which is SIME, Corinne in my ear. Like, I know when I am, as a member, as a coach, when I'm having a time of the new learning, I'm not going to say a difficult time, when the new learning is coming through, I need Corinne in my ear. And that means I have all these options, right? We talked about that, right? The audio of her in my ear, literally, or the videos. So tell me how have you all been successful going through No BS? Because we have a lot of new people here and we have some folks who may not have done No BS for a while. Okay. Anybody?
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. So the first time I went through No BS, I loved that I could listen to it. That was how I found Corinne, was via the podcast. As I've grown in my journey, though, I realized, especially after we stopped going to camp in Nashville and having that camp experience, I really was like, what do I get out of, like, how in the world am I getting all of this knowledge from camp? And I realized it was because that's the only thing I was focused on. I sat down, I took notes actively, you know, being in a room present with somebody teaching, it can be easier to do that. And so what I found out last year was like, look, we're just going to do the exact same thing we would do at camp. We just pretend like we're there. And so I do, I put it on, I close everything, I turn my phone off, I truly sit and take the notes. Now, Corinne in your ear, I especially love when that new learning is coming, just because we are always learning. We need to hear different things at different times. But when it comes to really getting that information to begin with, I try really hard to sit here and take notes, just like if I was at a live event and she's standing in front of me talking. And I feel like that's when I get the most out of it. But to keep me like on my toes and to make sure my goals are aligned, like my actions are aligned with my goals, I like to keep Corinne in my ear via the podcast.
I want to interrupt before we get anybody else. Y'all, this is a perfect example. So there are three types of No BS women. And this is in your worksheets for your workbook in No BS. And you need to ask yourself what you are. I mean, sometimes we want to change who we are. I think we should work with who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna, if I'm at camp, I'm gonna sit down and take the notes. I'm gonna watch her. But with No BS, I want to be moving and listening and doing other things and stopping. And I love that Kara has that experience and I have that experience. So let me tell you a little bit about the different types of No BS women, all right? There's the bottom line bitch, okay? We say bitch with love and affirmation in No BS, all right? So this is perfect for anyone with a busy schedule. And that person keeps it simple. She uses her planner every day. She goes to the new No BS course during the time that you have available. And you do a lesson, you do the worksheet. If you have questions, you go to ask coaches. So that's the bottom line, bitch. That's more me. I'm busy schedule. I'm a stepmom. I have the other things. So I'm more of a bottom line bitch. All right. So, and the bottom line bitch also still weighs, you know, each Friday and does, you know, some of the same things. The moderation mama is perfect for the member who can take more time to use the supporting systems in No BS. So they spend 30 to 60 minutes a week listening to our recorded calls while completing your No BS planner. And they like to watch and interact just enough. They visit the Facebook group for community support and ask coaches. They still are reading their emails, just, you know, just like the bottom line bitch. And they're still filling out their planner and they're weighing, they're doing all the things. And then there is the deep dive diva. And this is perfect for the member who is ready to cannonball into the deep end of the no BS pool. That's funny. Okay. So you have a lot of time in your car. You're in a place in your life where you can set aside time to study you. You thrive on interaction and being heavily involved. You want to use the resources, like try to use all the resources. Now, I want to recommend for our new members, don't go for all the resources. Push play on the orientation in OBS and go through an OBS. You don't have to come to all, don't go to all the calls. Just do one thing at a time, okay? But so for the deep dive diva, you want to spend a lot of time in OBS. You want to visit maybe you visit the Facebook group multiple times. And maybe you post a lot. You go to ask coaches, you still weigh. So you got to decide who you are. And sometimes you change. Like I'm starting to move more into, I mean, I've gone up and down in all of these and found what works for me, right? So we don't do overwhelmed in OBS. We do not do overwhelmed. We don't do that. We decide what our next best decision is. That's what we do. Overwhelmed is a choice, but so is our next best decision, right? All right. So who else? How else have you worked through an OBS? Mary Jo, let us know.
Yeah, I have a couple things, and not only how to work through no BS, but some of the things I see going in the chat. no BS. I think of no BS, and I do it, the no BS weight loss course, the banner course, that's like, it's like building a house. So you start with that, you get the good foundation of all the basics. I watch that because I watch what Corinne says, how she says it, where she has the emphasis on that, and that really helps. Now, I don't do this part, but I know of some members who the first time they go through it, they make notes. The second time they go through it, they pull out their notes, but they use a different color pen, and they write down what they found important then, because I will remind you of something. Every day you are a new person. So every time you go through no BS, you are somebody different at that point in time. So
great point.
You are continually growing. So going through no BS each time we get new groups or each time we're focusing on something is just a testament to how much you have grown and how much more you will grow. There I am being your cheerleader, but I'm always going to do that. So anyway, I just heard what I said. But there was a chat in here that I want to comment on. Mary Ann said that she had gained weight. Hey, me too.
Me three.
And, you know, that COVID was hard. I don't know if you all are in... when you went to college, they talked about the freshman 20. I'm calling it the COVID-19. Love it. Everybody's got to have something, and yeah, that's just how I roll. But give yourself a little bit of a break here. And again, I'm going back to keep this fun. Keep it light, and you will follow suit. You will become lighter. And once you become lighter thinking in your thoughts,
I want to move on to, first I want to give us I'm going to go through a quick overview of each module, and then I'm going to ask you all to think about your favorite worksheets or your favorite thing in the module. And what Mary Jo talks about gaining weight. Y'all, let me tell you two things. Learn to gain your weight and learn to use the basics to lose it again. You got 4 things to do to get rid of the weight when you gain it. We did not, you know, no BS says lose your weight for good. That means you know what to do when you gain your weight. You do exactly what to do when to lose your weight, to maintain your weight, to do all these things. You engage your basics. If your weight goes up, you're probably not stopping it enough. That's why y'all love that Amber call, because that Amber's like, I'm doing all the things, but all the things change as the number on the scale gets smaller. So we got this, COVID came, we did not see it coming. Some of us have gained weight. Some of us have lost weight. I lost, let's tell the story. I lost weight in COVID. I gained weight in COVID. I lost weight in COVID. And the thing is that I know what to do to change that number. Okay. No BS is your first stop. When you have questions about what to do, no BS is your first stop. So I'm going to go through a quick overview of each module. This is for our vets. This is for our, you know, our new members. All you do is you push play on the video and you do the worksheets. You are worth your own time. So module one breaks down all the basics, right? Literally, it breaks down the basics. It talks about what to do to set yourself up for success, how to use the planner. There's even a planner course now for like the individual pages. How do I know? I helped to record it, okay? For literally how to use your planner. If you want to, you can skip that course if you want to. And I would say the bottom line thing would be to write your and assess your plan and work through no BS. And so the module one is all about the basics, the doable hunger plan, the doable hunger method. Nowhere in here does she say you have to nail them. You got to get them right the first time. No BS is going to teach you how to not give up on yourself because it allows you to learn how to make mistakes and to continue. I like to call it new learning. Okay. How to work your new learning. It tells you what you should eat, and what you should eat is they're good, better, best foods. That means anything is allowable. That is different than what we've been taught in so many of these diet trauma in that industry, right? And the weight loss basic next steps. They're short, you know, audio clips, videos. It's all like, but so Corinne is a genius at packing a punch in what she gives you. Module two is all about getting rid of that shitty ass diet brain y'all been carrying around for decades. Put that diet brain down. So that's where you learn about how to go through the diet brain versus the no BS brain. The no BS brain is different. It's full of self-love and understanding and willingness to keep going, even if it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable. Okay. So that's how, it's all about how your brain works. Journaling, we talk about journaling in there. And remember, y'all, journaling isn't writing a 55-page, you know, journal. You're journaling when you fill out your plan. You're journaling when you assess. You have journal pages in your planner. And remember, if you're new and you decided not to purchase the planner, that's fine. You can print off the planner. Okay? All of this is in your orientation. How to put on the podcast is in your orientation, okay? So in module two, you get into the feeling part, and you're going to find out that feeling your feelings is going to be everything for losing your weight. That is the reason we eat, is to manage emotional baggage. It ain't because it tastes so good, I'm sorry, okay? So then you learn about the think, feel, do cycle. That changes everything because that's where you start to learn what to do with your thoughts and how to think about changing your thoughts if your thoughts aren't useful. Okay. I love this one. How to do the shit you don't want to do. Put that on a bumper sticker, right? So unlocking your diet brain. It's all about your diet brain. Module three is about how to stop overeating. This is all about being a scientist versus a judge. We have learned to judge ourselves for decades about how we eat. We cannot figure this out. But then module three is starting to teach you that you're not a fuck up because you use food to find relief. And you find out that there is no relief with food. Relief comes from your thoughts. Okay. So this talks about sabotage and urges and the food hunger cycle and just breaking down urges and how to get rid of self-sabotage. And then module four is staying on track for life. It's basically telling you, you can do this for the rest of your life. Yes, you can. You can make a food plan. You can, the reason for the food plan is not to, you know, fuck with your joy. The reason for the food plan is you don't want to be, you want to take care of yourself the first thing in the morning by how you're going to nourish your body. And not have to think about it when the disaster has happened at work. You're, you know, you've got the phone call from the daycare, or you just found out that, you know, your cousin's in jail again. So this is for you how to stay on track for life, right? What you need to do, how to travel with no BS, what to do when you hit a plateau, not freak out. It happens to all of us. Leave a couple of bites. How to love you. This is the body positivity. It's your next steps. No BS is so important because it allows you to find out who the you is. Okay. That's why I wanted to break it down, because some of y'all won't let yourself get past module 1.5 because you're just like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And it's those deep dive divas, the ones that don't think they've learned it all yet. Just keep going.
Listen to Kara. Kara just gave, that's a good word. Kara is absolutely, it's the ones who, y'all, we're letting go of the perfectionism and we're becoming achievers. Achievers keep going. You can get through it. You done got through worse things than no BS. And no BS is a celebration, remember? It's a celebration of how your life, how you are designing your life. Okay? So, now that Kim's stepping out the pulpit, what are your favorite worksheets? What are some worksheets you really love in OBS that have helped to change you?
Okay. Well, I just want to say, as a community team working mm-hmm. on the team, if we had no calls, no Zoom calls, no podcasts, if you just had the OBS course, I see so many questions that I help out with. And you think, this is so unique, like, but what do I do in this situation? Or how should I, you know, if I could find an answer for you in any module on the No BS course. So my suggestion is just go through the course. A lot of times it's like, well, I'm new and I really don't know how to do this. It's like, have you done the course yet? Go back to the course. Like, just keep going, because you will find out. And I know that it's, like, time is a funny thing and you want to get it done. You want your weight off. It doesn't work that way. You have to be patient with yourself. I lost 40 pounds, which is pretty epic, but you could say that I'm a slow loser. I choose not to think that way. I would, you know, try my best, do all the things, and my body loses 0.2 or 0.4 pounds a week. And when I let go of, why am I doing something wrong? Like, what, you know, maybe I'm not, no, I, you should see my plan. I eat what I want. It's amazing. And I lose weight. And now 40 pounds later, I do not regret anything. Like, I do not regret, you know, I didn't have headaches. I didn't starve. I didn't eat crap. I didn't eat that plastic cheese, that's 1 point. Remember that cheese? I eat full fat brie, you know, like I eat what I want and I lose weight. So just, you know, go through the modules, go be patient with yourself, be patient with the process. You are living a new life. You're learning a new life. And I'm just here to say it. It's so worth it. Yasmin, you were going to say something?
Yeah, just coming from an education background, I think the biggest thing I think about when I think about no BS is how much unlearning we have to do. So if you think about the first time you learned math, you didn't have to unlearn how to do a type of algebra to learn algebra. You just got taught something brand new. And so it's a lot easier for the brain to take in brand new, fresh information than it is for it to take in information that competes with what you think you already know. Mm. And I don't know about everybody else here, but I had learned so much about macros, tracking, my fitness. I had so much that had been filled up in my head since I started dieting pretty much to nine. I was drinking Slim Fast with my mom, went to Weight Watchers, all those things. So that just knowing I needed to be patient and be generous with myself. I spent 20 years learning other things about diets. This totally revolutionized everything. So I always like to mention that I actually gained weight the first 6 months, every month consistently. It might be 1 pound, 2 pounds. That's not what people really want to hear when they start. They want to hear I'm going to start losing ASAP. But that process was all about learning for me, and I lost all the weight that I gained and more, and I'm at the lowest weight I've ever been in my adult life in 6 more months, and couldn't be happier about that. And so all that to say, give yourself a chance to stick with it. I heard Corinne once say, you know, don't quit on day 70 when your transformation could have been on day 90 or something to that effect. But to Kim's question about my
and Yasmin lost 100 pounds. I want to interrupt. Yasmin has lost 100 pounds. So, like, just FYI, Yasmin has lost 100 pounds. Okay.
And I just lost 0.2 this past week. So, 0.2 matters. Okay. I am celebrating me.
0.2 matters.
Right. One of my favorite things about the worksheets is if you haven't already gone on the website and looked at under self-study, you'll find the helpful worksheets, and all the no BS worksheets are in one place. So if you haven't done that and printed them out together, I think that's fantastic. But one thing I love is the checklist. And that was for all the old people here. There was not a checklist before where you could actually go in and check every single worksheet off. I think that's amazing to have that feeling of satisfaction that even if you're going what might feel like a little bit slow, you can check off what you're doing. So my favorite worksheet is in module 2. It's the 8th lesson, which is creating or how to do shit you don't want to do. And I love the creating a new habit worksheet. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. And that's one of the things I want to emphasize as well today is that you don't have to do the worksheets once. I have done them over and over. That's why they're there for you to print and print and print. Every time I've had a new issue, my sister just moved in with me a few months ago, and that created some new habits or some bad habits that I wanted to fix. So I need a new habit for how to deal with my sister making popcorn every night. That smells really good when I was used to living alone and not having to deal with that. And so I love that I can revisit these things every time something changes in my life. Because I think if there's one thing we know as women, life is not static. Things are always changing. The past year has taught us so much about what can change without our control. And so if you know that you have that ability to create that new habit whenever you need it, you'll never be scared about what's next. So that's my, by far, my favorite worksheet to use when I'm having something that comes up unexpectedly.
Somebody else want to chime in with your favorite worksheet?
Yes, my favorite worksheet is the Successful Urge Worksheet in Module 3, Deconditioning Urges. You know, I find that I'm in a different module at different phases of life, and right now I really need that thought work. So I've been going back through this Module 3 and just going through things, and this Successful Urge Worksheet has been something that I hold near and dear to my heart. It's a relatively newer worksheet, but it's that level of celebration when you're doing it the right way, when you're doing it the way that you want to, that like, I did this, look at what I did. It's that true level of look at me showing up for me. And that worksheet really just basically walks you through what you think, what you felt, what you did, and then like basically just how you got through it and what did you accomplish. I for a long time was a secret car eater, and just last week I was like, oh, I had the stuff in the car and I still didn't have it. And I got home, I pulled this worksheet out, and I was like, I need to know exactly why I did not do this today. It just is so helpful. And that deconditioning urges in module 3 is so good. It is just such a good lesson. So all of you who deep dive divas who have made it to module 3, keep going. You'll get there. You just got to get there.
Kara, I love that you keep speaking to your people that way to say you don't have to take notes on every, you know, time Corinne says overeat or habit brain. Keep going. And you took my worksheet. Damn it, Kara. Okay, I have another.
I'm so sorry.
It's a successful urge worksheet. It's awesome. Yeah, successful urge worksheet is awesome. Because some of you all think that with no BS, you're not supposed to have urges anymore. And that is absolutely incorrect. You will continue to have urges. But when you sit with your urge the first time, you're like, oh yeah, you want to be able to document that. Anybody else want to share their favorite worksheet before I share mine?
I have to, like, you know, say the successful work or cheat again, because it is really, really good to understand that an urge is really just a feeling in your body. I remember having a phone call with my mom. She had she was upset about something. I had just eaten lunch. When I got off the phone, the thought that came into my head was, I should eat something. And it was like, who said that? What is that? And then when I looked at it, it sounded like hunger. It felt hunger-ish, like it, that little jittery feeling. But when I started, you know, the urge worksheet, what I discovered is, like, that's not hunger. That's the urge. You know, that's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like. And I was like, oh, all this time I thought, you know, that that was hunger, but it's not. It's that little nervous energy. And when I did that worksheet, I'm like, Vanna, when I did that worksheet, it's good homework to, because that's when I discovered, like, oh, that's what it feels like. That's what it is. And it just helps you discover those times, write it out. Yeah, we're all students, and these worksheets are amazing. And if you, me, for the longest time, I will admit, I lost some weight without doing anything. Sorry, Corinne, like without just, like, you know, listening to my hungers. I did not journal. I did not do worksheets. I did not do nothing. I listened a lot, and I listened to my hunger. Like, the four basics did help me. But when you start doing the worksheets and discovering more, it's like you could be a smart student and go through college and pass all the tests. But if you want to learn something and you actually do the work, kind of amazing.
It is. Mary Jo, before you say if you have one, I want to just say, give a shout out really quickly. There are a couple of people who asked for the names and the page numbers. I'm going to give you those before we leave. We have about 4 more minutes. I want to tell y'all a worksheet that literally changed my life, which is the Feeling a Feeling worksheet. And I'm in the worksheets in the worksheet workbook PDF, and it's on page 44. The Feeling a Feeling. So many of our no BS women learn how to name, identify, and let the feeling pass through their body. The now method that's talked about in no BS of, like, that feeling of feeling changed my life, because I did not know how to process that in the way that Corinne taught it, right? So Feeling a Feeling is important. Also, I want to give a shout out for the discovery worksheets, where the discovery worksheets, they're in their planner, but it's gone through in no BS how, you know, how to fill that out, what you want to discover, the reason why you ate. So I'm going to give me the page numbers. Mary Jo, while I'm giving page numbers, tell us what your favorite worksheet is.
Yeah, I was going to reiterate the discovery worksheet, and the name that we have for it is Disco, because I'm a disco, former disco queen. So, but it has been, like, enlightening, you know, going and doing the discovery worksheets is money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, creating a new habit. So some these worksheets repeat in this workbook, because obviously, like Yasmin said, you're not going to just do it one time. Creating new habits on page 19 and goes a couple of pages. Let me just go through, y'all. I ain't got my glasses on, so Lord have mercy. Let me see. So the discovery worksheet is successful urge is repeated several times, but it's on page 36. And the discovery worksheet, I know it comes earlier, but it's on page 38. And this is the worksheets and workbook PDF. So when you go onto the no BS page, let me give you pmptribe.com /courses/no-BS-2020. It has print the No BS weight loss course workbook here. There's a tab. That's what I'm looking at. Okay. That has all of your worksheets in there. We're almost at time, but shit, we can go a couple of minutes over if we need to. I want to talk to you all again about bringing in accountability. So I know that my group has worked through No BS. We've worked through different worksheets. What are some ways that you, a partner or with a community, have worked through No BS? Anybody?
You put it in realm of like 1 week, we're going to all do module one. And then we come together and like on Zoom, talk about like what we learned. Mm-hmm. And that way you are one consuming content, but then you're also talking about it. So it's kind of like that breaking out into that small group, talking about what you learned. Maybe you missed something, but somebody else in the group picked up on something. I've also done it where we just give our favorite highlights from what spoke to us this time, especially older groups who've done it multiple times. Like, what did you hear for the first time this time? That is a really great way to go through it. And I might be wrong, but we don't have it broken down anywhere where like it's a specific way of like going through it. Like first week, these are the ones you do. Know that you guys can do that with your accountability group, especially if you have somebody who is super neurotic and organized. Like, let them do it. Let them build it all out. Make a like actual spreadsheet where you can check it off. You can even share it in a Google Doc. You know, do what your group needs to be able to get through all of the content. And it could be as simple as pick a worksheet from that module and then post it. And just so you have that accountability of actually doing it.
Yeah, Carrie, your comment speaks to what someone said in the chat. They're like, I'm trying to get my group to do it. Y'all, the best way to engage change with other people is you do it and you post it. Do not spend a lot of your time trying to get people to do things. You demonstrate the new learning and then people will hop on. I was in an accountability group, shout out Roz and One Taco Bitches. She kept saying data, 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 data. Y'all, I worked in data. I was over data. And finally, that habit tracker came. Okay. So like allow yourself to show, not tell. That's how you learn. That's what writing as a writer, show, don't tell. Show what you're doing, show the learning, and let people hop on board if they want to. Anybody else want to talk about accountability before we close out the call?
Yeah, the way that it helped me was whenever I have something that I want to work with, it's so nice to have a partner or a group. Like I was interested in this leave two bites behind situation. I'm like, what does that look like? And I knew like, oh my God, it's scary, right? When you think about me, it was scary for me when I thought about it, like leaving two, that's crazy talk. So I thought, okay, how can I make this easy? I'm only going to do it for 5 days, Monday through Friday. You know, Corinne teaches us how to do things doable, make it easy, make it. And then I thought I probably can do this at lunch because I don't, you know, dinner. I don't want to do that. I want to do it for lunch. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave two bites behind so that I can start learning to do that for everyone out there. You do not need to leave two bites behind. It's just a practice to get you into the practice of listening to your hunger. So I thought, okay, I'll do this for 5 days. I'm going to do it at lunch and I'm going to leave two bites behind, which was very interesting, by the way, you'd get all the thoughts, but I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to my accountability group so that I have accountability, right? So like, it's not just me. I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm going to show up. And then, you know, my accountability partner would, if I would forget, right, she'd be like, where's the picture? And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'll get it for you. So that was really helpful. Like use your accountability partner or your group to help you with things. That's when you reach out and you're like, you know what? I need help with this thought, with this action. What do you think, you know, or how can you help? Yes, Matt, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I love all of that, Dina, and I so much. But one of the things I wanted to add that I think can be really helpful is take control of your learning with No BS and decide how you want to learn and then figure out how to do it. For me, accountability in the Marco Polo has been, you know, great for posting daily plans, for talking out issues. But when I really decided I needed to learn and sit down, I actually created, I put a post in the Facebook group for something I called Brunch and Learn Bunch, which Madison was in, as well as I think Sierra was there too, last fall when one of the new courses came out. And so we actually got on Zoom together, watched the videos, did the worksheets, and took notes, because that's what I needed then. And I wanted to be around other people who wanted to do that at that moment. So don't feel like you're sort of trapped in what your group might be doing just that moment. Every group has different needs. And I think many of us here have had, I think all of us have had more than one group, more than one resource, more than one partner. And that's the amazing thing about being in a group with 10,000 women, is there is somebody in there that can help you learn when you need to learn, and you can find them whenever you're ready, and they'll always be there for you. So amazing learning happening here, but you can also figure out how to seek out what you need at every moment.
Absolutely. Mary Jo, give us a last word.
The last word, if you're thinking about doing something, there is another person thinking that too. You are never alone. You joined this group because you belong in this group.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
I want to say this to you all too. The reason why Corinne conceived of PMP Tribe that ended up turning into No BS is because she lost her weight loss. She lost her weight alone and she felt isolated, and she didn't want any woman to ever feel that way. And so the kind of bottom line with accountability is you have the ability to have personal accountability with yourself. You can have group accountability, you know, but at the end of the day, you have all of this personal power right at your fingertips to do whatever you want. Whether it's getting on Zoom, like we have Sunday church with the tacos, and we get on Zoom and we talk about what we did well, and we talk about what didn't go well, what we want to do well the next week, and what course we're working through. Whether you go and you get an Airbnb for camp, this is your journey. There are people who are around you who can help, but you also can pull on your own resources, your own internal resources. Corinne, you can borrow belief from Corinne or the coaches. You can do whatever you want. The point is that if you want to lose weight, you can look at it as, I get to do this and this is a celebration. All right? Cool. Yes, I have loved working with you ladies. Thank you so much. I'm a No BS woman for life. And I just want to tell y'all, keep going forward. We have lots of people in the chat who are saying thank you to all of us, that how helpful this is. If I can leave y'all with one thing, overwhelm, choose something different. Do not choose overwhelm. Choose 1% action of just moving forward. Do the damn thing. Okay. Love y'all. Have a good one.